you. We thank you for the incredible day that you've given unto us. We do, Lord, we celebrate your faithfulness as we just did with beautiful, wonderfully done songs. Thankful for the praise band, Lord. Thankful for all their hard work. And Lord, I just love you and praise you for these 25 years that you have allowed me to be among the wonderful sheep of your pasture. And Lord, I pray that all that we do this morning brings glory to our Savior Jesus Christ, and that every heart, Lord, may they know that it's all about you. And Lord, you are the faithful God who promised to never leave us and never forsake us, in Jesus' name. And the church says, amen. You know, it's important this morning as we start out, you know, everything's going to be a little different as we're, you know, I'm even out of my comfort zone a little bit, if you believe it or not. And as we celebrate the faithfulness of the Lord, it's important that we, even though we're having our 25th anniversary celebration, it's really more about God the last 25 years. Amen. You know, I pray in the next 25 years, that would make, if the Lord tarries, this church will then be 50 years old. I'll be 93 years old, and I probably will not be around. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is, I pray that the next pastor, when you do celebrate your 50th, if the Lord, again, if he tarries, that he proclaims the faithfulness of God for sustaining a work here that was planted. Amen? God is so good, and he is so faithful. The Bible tells us in Psalm 115, verse 1, it says, not to us, O Lord, it says, but to your name we give glory for the sake of your steadfast love. And it says, and your faithfulness. The hymn we had just a moment ago, where we cry out, and great is your faithfulness, from Lamentations. And one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 89, 1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. And that's exactly what we are doing this morning. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1, 9, God is faithful. Amen. I want to show you a quick picture, if you don't mind. It's going to come up of some of our board members. I believe it's going to be up there. There we go. And this is the Calvary LNFI people. And, you know, I want to just share a little bit about them. They probably don't want me to do that, but I'm going to do it anyway. And how thankful I am for them. And first, though, before I do that, I just want to thank Pastor Bob Lane. Thank you, my brother, from Calvary Chapel, Georgetown. He's with us this morning. Lori will be with us at the next service. He is my dearest friend. He is the only pastor in all the years that I've been in, actually, the ministry, but in Calvary Chapel especially, that my heart opens to him. He's a great, wonderful brother. Mike and Andy Hawkins, of course, you know, I was thinking last night of when we used to have our board meetings in your home. I loved your home. You know, I love that home, Andy. And how we would have our board, and with such a warm, it was always a wonderful time to be there. Matter of fact, if we had two board meetings yesterday, and if you had been at those, we were just a bunch of sissies. We were just crying the entire time. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, but they were. You know, but it was, and you know, the jail ministry, all the wonderful things that you've done all through the years. And now, even though you're in Nacogdoches, you're still serving the Lord. What a blessing he's been. He is indeed a soul winner. You know, I remember as I looked in my journal that I kept February the 7th, 1996, my office was right there in that room, not the closet, but down the hall. And we'd had an altercation on that Sunday at the church by one of our pastors who had said some things were totally lies and untrue. It literally broke my heart. Didn't say anything to anybody. But on February the 9th, Monday, I'm sitting on the couch. And back then, see, we didn't have secretaries. You understand? I was in my shorts. You know what? Lighten up, man. And Mike walks in and he says, I said, what are you doing here? And he said, well, I think that you might need a friend today. Thank you. Man, I should have I should have ran 4 or 5 miles before I got here, huh? Oh, I don't want to be emotional this morning. This is a celebration. Scott and Jenny Bates, dear Lord, the saddest day of my life was the day you moved to Houston. Near 20 years or whatever here. And you want to see some faithful servants. I'm talking about that served with the kids. They loved their kids. They opened up their doors, their home. And the things that you did for Love Never Fails International with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, thank you. Incredible, my dear friend. I remember the day that no one knew anything about Becky when she was diagnosed with cancer. You were the first one in my home. Laid hands upon her and prayed. Thank you. Man, anybody got a drink of Holy Spirit water? Whew. And then, of course, this one. Oh, Paul Koo. Now it lightens up, okay? Too tall Paul, what would we do without him? You know, wonderful board member. And, you know, I'll never forget the day he came. I asked him, I want you to serve with me, you know. And I'd been praying for, I think, 1 year. Is that what it was? And so Paul read the bylaws. So he gave me the bylaws back, and he says, I corrected all of your typos and mistakes. It was the first thing. I said, I need you. He is a faithful man, he and Wendy. I'm so proud that the times we wept together, prayed together, but what a great man and father you are. I thank you for that because you are an example to many. Becky Carlson, dear God, she is not only a counselor and a dear friend, but I tell you, I've depended upon her so many times. And you know what's so wonderful about this woman who's so quiet sometimes and so silent, and you would not think she is a woman of such deep intelligence, but also deep love for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for her. And then Steve and Carol Chavez. I'll tell you, you know, they are the silent servants. You'll never know what house they're working at. Maybe they're trimming the shrubs or they're taking care of this and they're helping other people. I've never heard them complain. Never. They have always been a servant. And you know what makes him such an incredible leader is, I know you know about the cartel. Remember that they pulled 27 of them over in Mexico? Remember that? They get out of the car. They have masks on. They have what those AK what? 47s. This side has guns. They have the AK-47s. You know what I mean? They put the mask on and all that. They came up to the car. And then immediately, Hermano says, Jose, come here quickly. Manuel, come here. Look who this driver is. Do you remember that famous movie star that was in Convoy? That's him. Did you know that he starred in Convoy? Did y'all? Who watched that movie? Three people. All right. That was him. He was the motorcycle man. And so they said, can we? They said, El Chavez, can we have your autograph? They're wonderful servants that I dearly trust. They bear the burden with me where you don't have to. The things that we discuss are always kept there between us and the Lord. The things that are happening, the things that sometimes are unpleasant in this fellowship. And then, of course, the things that are wonderful. It has been indeed an honor for me to be a part of this, my wife and I, and to serve along with you. They're going to come up here, and they're going to share a few words, and I hope that they don't badmouth me, but they might do that. Who's first? Steve? Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I don't know.
I don't know how to follow that up because the cartels really scare me. But God is faithful. My name is Steve Chavez, for those of you who don't know, and my wife and I began attending Calvary Chapel in 1998, and it was just kind of weird how we started coming to Calvary Chapel. It was really an accident. We didn't want to find a church right away until we had found a house when we moved into the area. And we were just living right down the street on Diamond Oaks. We moved to Saginaw and ended up back here. The Lord knew what he was doing. I think back on the years of all the changes that have taken place and just the differences. A lot of you guys know about that weeping willow that was there, the parking lot that was dirt, the cafe that used to be a gym, the children's wing is awesome. And just having watched all the things that have changed, even the youth. I mean, when we first started coming here, there was kids 4, 5, 6 years old that now have kids 4, 5, 6 years old. So it's just amazing to see all the different things, the memories that have been made here, the baptisms, the baby dedications, the weddings, the funerals. People have been sent on their way on different missionaries and ministries. And just a real neat thing about how we can just pray for one another. Just all the different ministries that have started, LNFI, missions, the radio ministry, the live streaming. We've had outreaches to Africa, to India, to Mexico. Many people have come, many people have gone. But friendships have been made here for a lifetime. This has become a church that watches over each other and prays for each other, supports each other. You know, Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful." God is faithful. "And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembly as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day is drawing near." We need to encourage one another to move forward as a church. Pastor Bill has always said, "Go with the goers." And we know that we can trust in his promises that he has caught, that he has for us, because he says he is faithful. I am thankful to Pastor Bill for being the faithful person and to fulfilling his calling in leading in this church for 25 years and moving us forward. Through the years, we've seen God prove himself through Pastor Bill and serving and leading in this church, because as God is faithful, and we've been faithful in serving him, he's shown his love that never fails. Thank you.
God is faithful. Amen. And, you know, my wife and I started coming here in 2004. It's been about 13 and a half years now. Before coming to Calvary Chapel, I was in the military, so a nomadic lifestyle of never been in a church more than 2 years and moving on. When I retired, I had two prayers, two requests to God, that he would find me a job that I can stay in Texas, and that he would find and put me in a good church. He answered both those prayers. You know, in reflecting in my 13 and a half years, a lot of things have happened in Calvary Chapel. I've seen a lot of great things. You know, Steve mentioned, you know, we see, we are able to walk through life together, through the good and the bad. And we've seen those things of marriages and births and baby dedications. We've seen people saved. We've seen people restored to the Lord. We've seen healings, but we've also seen death, and we've seen tragedy. But through it all, God is faithful. You know, there's so much I can talk about and all the things that have happened in this church. And I started thinking about it. What makes it so special? It's because Jesus Christ is the head of this church. And we have a faithful pastor with his wife, Becky. If you want to see an example of two godly, faithful servants, there's your example. I know Bill is a man of prayer, and he prays over this church. He prays over the people and all that we have. And I have found a friend like none other, because, yes, we've cried together, and we've prayed together. But I can tell you this, that we as a board just submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want his will to be done, because what this church is about is proclaiming the word of God. As Bill teaches it faithfully, line by line, word by word, with the focus of salvation for those who are lost. Bill has a heart and a desire to reach those who are lost, to find the salvation that only Jesus Christ can provide, and the restoration of souls. And I am honored and humbled to be on a board with godly men who I can look to as examples. But the overwhelming thing about coming to Calvary Chapel Fort Worth in my 13 and a half years is God is faithful. And when Pastor Bill is 93 years old and still teaching in our 50th year, but whatever will be, I know this, as long as we keep Jesus Christ at the forefront, we will stand. Because it is the Lord who is in this place, and it's the Lord who we serve. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Scott Bates, and my wife and I attended this church for 17 years. We moved down to Houston about 3 or 4 years ago, and it is just a huge honor to be here today. My wife and I had the opportunity to serve in the children's ministry for all that time. When we first walked in, it wasn't a couple of weeks before we came to Pastor Bill and said, we'd really like to serve. And he said, well, just go back there and sit and see what you think about it. And before it was over, the children's ministry was leaving, and then all of a sudden we were children's minister in like 2 or 3 weeks. And so it was one of the most wonderful things that ever happened to me in my whole life, to be able to do that. My kids were born while we were here in this church. I've got a wonderful son, Jacob, who's 17, and a wonderful daughter who is 14 years old. But one of the best memories that I have here at this church is actually right here, when we, about 10 years ago, had the opportunity to dedicate the children's wing. And we decided at that time that it was important that we have a child come up and dedicate that wing. And so I had the opportunity to come up and talk about how God blessed this church with all that money, a poor church like ours, is with all that money to build that thing without any debt. And my daughter stood by me, and I asked her to pray for the church, and she gave one of the most beautiful and sweetest prayers that has blessed that place forever and ever and ever. And that's one of the best memories that I have here. There was a lot of great things that have taken place here in this church for me. And for those of you who know me, you know I'm smiling a lot and I have a lot of positivity. That's just the nature that God's given me. But that's not the message that he's given me this morning to give to you. Because I also know, as Paul talked about, me and including and all the rest of us, there has been a lot of heartache here at this church as well. We've seen children in the youth ministry pass away unexpectedly. We've seen a lot of families come into the church that were struggling mightily with a lot of things. We've seen a lot of heartache and a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain and a lot of illness associated with that. So while God wanted me to come up here and be real positive and talk about all the great faithfulness he has, he also wanted me to talk about this as well. And for those of you who are struggling with sin, for those of you who are being affected greatly by sin, this is a word that God gave me for you this morning. It's John 16:33, because you can't go wrong by using the word. These things I have spoken to you, and speaking to me, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, as we, a lot of us in this room, are today. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. God's been faithful to this church for 25 years, and it's been wonderful. But God's going to be faithful in our lives forever and ever and ever. And it's a wonderful honor to be here and to say the cornerstone verse of the church, that love never fails, because it never will. I can't get off the stage without looking at you, Bill and Becky, and thanking you for being such a great friend to me and my family. I love you.
Well, it's a distinct pleasure to be here this Sunday with you guys, and I think about 25 years, I don't know that 25 years ago we even thought there'd be another 25 years. But anyway, it's great to be here. I got such wonderful memories, and a lot of you have been here for them. You know, being in the jail ministry, it means so much to have a support of a church. And one story that, there's many, many stories, but one that some of you will remember is that we had a young couple, this is back when we were on the west side, come and were saved one Sunday, and they had come in from California, and they have five little children from age of about seven all the way to a baby. And so a couple of weeks went by, and this guy had some kind of a charge against him in California, and it got to bothering him. So he decided to go turn himself in at Tarrant County. And so he did. And Tarrant County, they worked with him for a while, and they said, "Nah, we can't find anything," and they sent him home. And what happened about a week or so later, all of a sudden, the sheriff deputy show up at his house, and they pick him up. Well, Bill gets a call, and it was from his wife, and you know that, hey, they come and picked him up. And so Bill calls me, and he tells me, he said, "Mike, what should we do with this, you know?" And what happened, the guy, he had to spend a year at the Tarrant County Jail. It didn't happen quite all that fast, but, yeah, I wanted to get out of here. And it didn't happen, you know, quite that fast. It took a few weeks. But anyway, the guy had to spend a year in Tarrant County. Well, you know, you got this young wife, got five kids, and Bill said, "Mike, what are we going to do?" I said, "Bill, the first thing that's going to happen to this guy is he's going to lose his family. A guy goes to jail for a year. He's got a young family. They need, you know, his provision and a wife with five kids. What can she do? You know, she has to take care of those kids. And so they're going to end up being scattered out and everything." And I said, "Bill, we just can't let that happen." And Bill said, "Well, we're not going to let that happen." And so Bill got with a bunch of the other people at church, and we all got together. And to make a long story short, we took care of that family for 1 year. That I know that Becky and the ladies, they took care of those kids. They went and bought them school clothes, and got them Christmas, everything. Those kids were taken care of, and she saw that happened. And a lot of us did different things. You know, one thing that I told Bill, I said, "Bill, you know, if something happens to the washing machine, you know, we're going to have to be the ones to fix that thing." And, of course, something did happen to the washing machine. And me and Bill was over there fixing that washing machine. And we did those things. And what a glorious thing it was. In that year, I got to minister to him for a lot. And but how good it is to minister to somebody, and you know he knows that you're taking care of his family. It just makes all the difference. And what we have back here is love never fails, you know. And if you learn anything here at all, you're going to learn 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Love never fails. And you know that you guys, you didn't fail. You loved that family. And what a glorious thing it was when he got out. He had his family intact, and he was ready to go to work. And so I thank so much. I thank you guys so much for all that. That's just one of the wonderful memories that's been here in this wonderful place. Thank you.
And there were many, many families. The Lord is so good. You know, Scott, I was when you were sharing that, I forgot about Emily praying. And then the moment he was, and then all of a sudden my mind, you know, I don't remember everything. I don't remember hardly anything anymore. But I do remember that Emily learned to crawl right there in that hallway when she was a little just tiny, you know, because Jenny did Mother's Day out. What's some wonderful things that have happened over the years? If you have your Bibles, be kind enough to just turn with me. I'm going to teach the first sermon that I taught 25 years ago on our very first sermon there at Calvary Chapel on the west side of Fort Worth. And look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 with me. Very short word, and then we're going to do some other things. But how good God is. Let's look at this together. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Now, Paul's writing, of course, to a church in Corinth that's having a lot of problems, but I want to just catch up here at verse 5. And Paul makes some statements to this church, and the same thing we need to listen to this morning. Paul writes, and he said, "Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers are literally servants, if you will, through whom you believed," and look at the next part, "as and who did the giving? The Lord. The Lord gave to each of us." Listen, when Paul says, "Who is Paul and who is Apollos?" what he's saying is, never magnify a man. Don't ever focus on a man. You know, what I have tried to do all these years is to help you, to always point you to focus on Jesus Christ. You know, not about the pulpit or things like that. He says, listen, we're just ministers, but boy, when the faithful God stands behind us, anything in this world can happen. Amen? And then he says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." So then neither he who plants is anything and neither he who waters, but it is God who gives the increase. That's, in other words, he's the one that makes it all happen. Amen? Listen, do you know a donkey could stand in this pulpit? And I'm pretty close to that. Do you understand? God can use a donkey. Amen? Yes. Are you awake over there? I just want to make sure. No, listen, it's not important who stands in this pulpit. But it is important that the person who stands in this pulpit that God is using. And if God is using, the man doesn't get the credit. God gets the credit. Amen? He's the one who gets the glory because God is the faithful God. And he goes on and he says here, "And he who plants and he who waters are one." That's all of us. We've entered into the labors of our Lord. And it says, "To each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. We are God's field. You are God's building." Now, not brick and mortar, but meaning a people. "According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder," Paul's talking there. He says, "I've laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed," that warning now, how he builds upon it. He says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus our Lord." You see, all of this, the faithfulness of God, We're nothing more than, I mean, come on, we're just workers. We're laborers together in his harvest, amen? We're ambassadors of Christ. We're co-laborers with Christ. And you know what? Your job, my job, we must keep planting, we must keep watering, we must keep sowing until to the next generation. We can't certainly don't have time to stop now. But what God has planted always blooms. God doesn't have crop failures. Did you know that? If he does the planting, we're certainly not a crop failure here. Here's what I did 25 years ago when there was only 13 people. And I walked down into to the people like this, and they didn't know I was going to take up an offering or something, you see, because I had the bag, you know. But I pulled this out right here, Kathy, and I said, "Do you want that?" You like it? Is that ugly? Yes. Is that ugly? Yes. Matter of fact, what happened on the first service, if you that were here, the woman started screaming. You know what I mean? Because you see how ugly that is. And I said, here's what we're going to do. This is what everybody thinks we are right now. There's 13 of us. We're in a cold building. The heat didn't even work. We'd borrowed 33 chairs. You know what I mean? Only 13 people that left the house, moved into the church. There we are, freezing to death. We had absolutely nothing. We had $100 in the checking account, and that's what Becky and I put in. That was it. And God, and I said, we're going to plant this. And when we do, we're going to just keep watering it, and we're going to keep working, and we're going to keep loving one another. And we're going to see what the faithful God will do. Amen? So with all that being said, you're about to see a history now. A history of, it's not about all of us so much. It's a history of what God has done in the last 25 years. Let's lower the lights, and we're going to watch a video for just a few minutes.
Calvary Chapel began out of a home fellowship in 1992 in the living room of Pastor Bill and Becky's home. Then one night before their first service, Pastor Bill received a word from the Lord on how to found the church. You will build this church under 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love never fails. On February 21st, 1993, Calvary Chapel had their first service in a building that Roger William, owner of Jack William Chevrolet, let them borrow.
Actually borrowed 33 seats from a friend. And for our very first church service, and we had 13 people that attended, and some of them, of course, are still here.
Early 1993, Paul and I looked at the Saturday afternoon newspaper. There was a small ad with a small photo of a dove and a phone number inviting all to come to Calvary Chapel. We called the number, and Pastor Bill answered the phone. I asked him about the church, and he said, yes. He invited us to come to his home that particular Friday evening, which we did, and that was 25 years ago.
Calvary Chapel has been my home for 25 years. It has been an experience that I'll never forget. It's been family, it's been home.
And I have been coming to Calvary Chapel for about since I was 8 years old.
And I have been attending Calvary Chapel Fort Worth since I was 9 years old.
We came to Calvary Chapel Fort Worth when I was about 16 years old.
And I started coming to Calvary Chapel in 2009.
And I have been here at Calvary Chapel since 1999.
And we've been coming to Calvary Chapel Fort Worth since August 2017, so about 6.5 months.
Within 2 years, Calvary Chapel outgrew the facility by more than 100 people after starting with only 13 members.
Went to Calvary Chapel. They were meeting at Chapin Road the first time, and Pastor Bill was actually leading the praise and worship. And the Lord spoke to me through a song. He was leading Exalt the Lord Our God. That's when the Lord spoke to my heart that this is our family church and we're going to stay here. And it was a huge blessing ever since.
The church continued to grow, and they soon moved to their new facility in Diamond South in Haltom City.
We were renting it at first, and the Lord opened up a door where we could actually purchase it. And one very neat thing about this church is that we're a debt-free church.
Pastors Bill and Becky have always had a heart for children.
He's always had a ministry or a vision for a hand-up ministry. So years ago, this ministry started with Dayton Square Outreach, a low-income project, and our church just started reaching out to the less fortunate.
Using the apartment clubhouse for a meeting place, they fed children, helped with homework, and studied the Bible with them. The teachers and team taught 3rd through 5th grade students 4 days a week.
One thing I do remember from the very beginning, we taught them the Love Never Fails Creed. And the kids, we'd have them memorize it, and they loved to recite it. And if I could say it, and it said, I'm here for a reason. I have a God-given purpose. I'm a world changer. I will not be silent. I will not give up or let up. I will show the world that love never fails.
Birdville Elementary heard of the LNFI team's success with children and asked them to start an after-school program at their school. As other schools heard of their success with at-risk children, LNFI started more after-school programs in the Fort Worth Independent School District. In 2005, LNFI Mission went to Meru, Kenya to establish an orphanage for children. They fed and cared for 430 children a day until the military intervened, saying that unless LNFI gave them a $10,000, their missionaries Roger and Kathy Chesbro would be arrested and taken to jail. Roger and Kathy fled to Uganda. LNFI lost everything in Meru, Kenya. 2009, LNFI Missions went to Reynosa, Mexico, and partnered for a few years with Sister Elma Fonseca, the founder of Casa Hogar Mami, an orphanage for children. Missions work at Calvary really caught fire after Steve and Carol Chavez became the missions directors. They did a great work at Casa Hogar Mami. Under their leadership, team after team went to Mexico to build and furnish over 14 houses for precious families who had no home.
They live in that area, so they know all the families, and they know the ones that have the most needs. So they choose the ones that are really needy, and they're the ones that will get the house. And our goal also is to share the gospel with these people, and even the people through the neighborhood. You know, every time we go back and visit those families that we have built for in the past, and we've built relationships with them. We shared the gospel with them. Many of them have been saved.
In 2016, Steve and Carol and the mission team began working with another orphanage in Camargo, Mexico.
That has about 14 kids. They are incredible kids that have, we've been there for 2 years, and they have just made a huge difference in the last 2 years.
They worked on remodeling the buildings and spent time loving the children. Now they are exploring another orphanage in Mexico. More on that later. Knowing the heart of God and the needs of the children, Calvary Chapel took a step to build a kids' facility, a place where children can grow in the Word. Construction began in the summer of 2008.
Sets up an account for their child, and they take their children to their appropriate classroom. Our classes, 1st through 5th grade, they all do praise and worship together, and then they break off into their own classrooms. Then they all rejoin each other and play a game to reiterate that day's lesson, and parents pick them up from the worship center using their Kid Check badge.
In the nursery, we take babies from newborn to 2 years old, and we just comfort them, take care of them while their mom is going to service, and try to make the mother know that their baby's taken care of. And we have a little Bible lesson. The kids get to find a picture of Jesus in the Bible, and they learn about the things that God's made. We make that very interactive with singing and clapping, and the kids take to it really well. Miss Becky is someone who is so, so dear to my heart. She has served in the nursery for so many years, and so I've gotten to really get to know her. And because of Miss Becky's willingness and faithfulness to serve every single week, my children, who are very
reserved and shy became comfortable in their class. And
the way that he ministers just to his flock, but especially to the kiddos too. I know, like Becky, how awesome she was and how she still serves and was serving the little ones at that time. And still we'll see our kids who obviously aren't in the little kids anymore. They've graduated, most of them, and in high school. And she still reminds them, hey, I changed your diaper and I've done this and you better watch it because I'm still watching you. Being in the youth ministry, so that's 6th grade through 12th grade. And like we said, we've been doing that about 5 years. And to be youth ministers, it's an awesome blessing from the Lord. There are roller coasters. Those kids have their ups and downs, but it's awesome to be there for both of them. Watching them, we've got to see kids start off in the youth worship team and now in the sanctuary worship team, and just to watch them grow in the knowledge of the Lord and to see them making a difference now as we've seen the kids grow up has just been such a blessing. And to see them come through these hard times that youth are going to go through, it's a tough world that they're in, and the challenges that they face, just to let the Lord be there to help us guide them through these times has just been an incredible blessing for all of us.
Pastor Bill has been the voice of Calvary Chapel on radio station KDKR 91.3 FM for 17 years. In 25 years, Calvary Chapel had seen God's faithfulness in all generations, from baby dedications, baptisms, adult ministry, and building solid marriages. Also in ministries such as adoption support, Grace Connection, ladies' Bible studies, men's fellowship, share groups, and women's fellowship.
The most important thing about the 25th of this month is what we're celebrating. It's not about me. It's not about all the servants. Thank God for them. But it's really about the faithfulness of our Lord.
I know that we're celebrating God's faithfulness for 25 years. But I think that it's pivotal that we say that it's because of Pastor Bill's obedience unto the Lord and the guidance and the wisdom that he truly seeks from God.
How much love never fails. I've learned to apply that in my life. I've seen it up here through hard times, through good times, through difficult times, through growth, that Pastor Bill lives by. Love never fails, and that's the heart of our Heavenly Father. And
just felt the love, people just very welcoming, very loving. From the moment we walked in the first door till we left, everybody just wanted to make sure they said hi.
The oldest grandson, he went home to be with the Lord when he was 17 due to an automobile accident. And Pastor Bill, he was there with us in the emergency room that night, and it was late at night, but he came right away, and he stood with us in our darkest hour. So, I mean, we're so grateful that we have a pastor who's not only a tremendous teacher, preacher, but also has a pastor's heart.
Pastor Becky she's always been a part of the children. She works in the nursery now. She always pours out her heart as a woman. She's just always been there. She's my children lover. My grandchildren have gotten to know her also, and she's faithful. She stands behind Pastor Bill, and it's just been awesome to see the love that she has not only for Pastor Bill, but for this church and the congregation of this church.
Pastor Bill would say on this monumental 25th anniversary celebration of our church that it's not about him. But we all know that Pastor Bill is not only the voice of Calvary Chapel. He's not only the face of Calvary Chapel. He's not only the shepherd of Calvary Chapel. He is the very heart of Calvary Chapel. And he demonstrates love never fails daily. And with his example of love never fails, we as a church body are able to take that forward daily in our lives as we represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Bill, Miss Becky, thank you for your faithful service. We love you and appreciate you dearly.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Pastor Bill's 25th anniversary.
Happy 25th anniversary.
Happy 25th anniversary, Calvary Chapel.
Happy anniversary, 25th.
Happy 25th anniversary.
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 Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth.
In all these years, we know that love never fails. Thank you, Calvary Chapel, for celebrating 25 years of God's faithfulness.
Of course, we paid those people to say those things. You know, actually, we didn't know what was going on the videos. What an excellent job that was done. They actually, the people who did all that, finished it right here last night. So I just celebrate all their hard work and all that they've done. You know, Andy, Mike's wife, was talking to me a minute ago. Of course, you know, you were in the praise band and all those years too, but we were talking about how sometimes it was Teresa, sometimes it was her. And, you know, we didn't have this technology. Do you understand? You know, we had to do transparencies with an overhead. And we didn't even have them printed. We just wrote them on there, you know, changing them out. And, you know, in 1993, I mean, and you think about the things that are happening, the World Wide Web was actually just being birthed. There were only 10 million people on the web at that time. And most of them, they were scientists, they were scholars, and so forth. When we talk about what God has done and the faithfulness of God, I want you to look at this graph for a moment and look what the Lord has done. This is where Love Never Fails is listened to all over the world. And how in the world that ever happened, it is beyond me. Go to the next one for a moment. I want you to see the countries there, Kenya, Ethiopia, all the way South Africa. Go ahead to the next one. Look at that, and we're all the people that are, and you know what, believe it or not, do you know that we've China, but also as they roll that by, do you know the thing that's so wonderful is that South Korea has now tuned in. And so all of that has nothing to do with us. It doesn't with me. It has to do with God. I would have never, when they told me we were going to do live streaming, and being honest, I said, it just seems like a lot of money to me. But yet, that's because I'm old. It's the truth. But the younger people, they know. They know, do you understand? And it's reaching all over the world. And how it's doing that, I have no idea. But whenever I receive letters and emails from people all over, it blesses me like you cannot believe. God is using you to reach the world. Amen? And that's what's going on in our lives. You know, I have about 1,000 memories to share, and I just can't share them all with you. But, you know, if you remember Danny Robertson, you know, when he used to sing Harvest here, that's one of my favorite songs and one of my favorite memories of him doing so. Of course, Danny's been here 25 years. He and his wife, Paula. And you know, the thing is he's the master greeter. He has been at that door every day. I have so many memories of different weddings and this and that. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to be in weddings to where we literally had to break into the church to have the wedding. Do you understand? I put the groom upon my shoulder and held him up, and he broke into the window so we could all pile in while there was 150 guests out front. That's the truth. We went through the back door and lined up and opened the door, and we'd like we had been there for an hour. God has been so good. You know, I tell you, somebody's been really good. Let me see that last one, if you don't mind. Is there one more in there? Oh, who is that? You don't know it, and what you don't see is that's a Christian T-shirt that she's wearing, and on it's pink, pink trim, and on the front of it says Heaven. We've been together now nearly 40 years. It's been heaven for me. Gosh, gosh, I can't believe I'm going to have to do another service. Father, I thank you for all the precious memories, all the precious people, for all the staff, the people that labor with me in the office, Lord, every servant, every department, every person that calls Calvary Chapel their home. Lord, we celebrate your faithfulness, and we bow our hearts to you today. There is no one like you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you for using this church, Lord, and these people. Thank you, Lord, for that wonderful scripture, love never fails. Love doesn't always win, but love never fails. And we thank you for that, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the church says, amen. Let's stand.